Blog Talk Radio.
Hang up, they belong to yesterday. Listen to
Thank you guys for tuning in to the Frank Williams Show this morning, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and thank you guys for tuning in this morning. I am your host, Frank Williams, and again, thanks guys for tuning in to this morning's show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. And even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Now, today's word of the day is spontaneous. Spontaneous. Spontaneous is an adjective, and it means done, said, or produced freely and naturally. The second meaning is arriving from a momentary impulse. Arising from a momentary impulse. That's what we think of as spontaneous, is arising from a momentary impulse. The third meaning is produced without being planned or without human labor. Indigenous, okay? And the fourth meaning is acting or taking place without apparent external cause or influence, all right? That is spontaneous, and that is our word of the day. Today's weather is 66 degrees right now in the ATL. We're looking at a high of 65 today. How does the high be 65 when it's 66 now? The high is 66 today, right? So, anyway, you know, it looks like we're not going to get too much above where we are right now. So I believe that some type of jacket or a long sleeve sweatshirt or something like that is in store for today. And tomorrow, the same. We're looking at rain today, rain tomorrow. We're not looking at any sunshine until Monday, Tuesday. So get on to that, guys. Remember, you're going to have a wet weekend. All right, now, let's see here. Let's go to our goals quote of the day. Today's goals quote is, the world stands aside to let anyone pass who knows where he is going. Get that. The world stands aside to let anyone pass who knows where he is going. That is powerful, powerful, powerful. Okay? The world stands aside to let anyone pass who knows where he is going. Wow. Okay? So, again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And you guys can call in and comment on today's episode. Before we get into today's episode, I want to say a condolences to the families of the people who were killed on yesterday, I guess it was, in Oregon. And someone came onto the college of onto the campus of a community college and opened fire on students there. Opened fire on people there, I'd say. I don't know if they all were students or not, but they opened fire on people who were there. I don't know exactly how many were killed. There are different stories coming in, you know, especially on yesterday, there were different stories coming in. A story was coming from Maryland, you know, but that wasn't true. And, you know, different stories were coming in about, you know, how many people were killed or whatever. But this thing, and then Obama talked about it on yesterday, is that he's sick and tired of having press conferences to say his condolences to families. And it's because of the gun laws in America and people getting a hold of guns who don't need a gun. He said there were more guns in America than any other country. We have enough guns in America for every man, woman, and child to have a gun. To have a gun. And, you know, I probably have more guns than I should have, but most of my guns were inherited from my dad. And, you know, and again, I have more guns than I should have, but mine are all locked away. Well, they're actually on display in a gun cabinet that glass on the outside so you can see in there, see the gun, but you can't get in it. I mean, you can break the glass and get in there, of course, but who wants to do that? And again, I probably own more guns, rifles, shotguns, handguns than I shoot. But again, they were inherited, and the handguns that I do own are for my protection, for mine and my family's protection here at home. And I don't carry a gun. I don't have a permit to carry a gun. Although I think I should, as much as I'm on the road, as much as I'm on the road at night, or during the dark hours, I should get me a permit to carry a gun, but I don't. Okay. And when you think about guns and guns being in the hands of the wrong people, it really scares me to think that. And it, you know, I've been at work before when someone brought a gun to work and someone got shot with this gun. I wasn't around, but of course we heard about it. And to be able to get a gun into the workplace or bring a gun to the workplace is scary. And, you know, it can be anywhere. Okay? And of course, it can be in public, which is what you hear about the most. People going to movie theaters, shooting people. People going to campuses, shooting people. You know, people die every day from gunshots. And I don't think that guns are bad. They've been around forever. I don't think that guns are bad, but you've heard me say this. I think guns are bad. Oh, excuse me. When they get in the hands of bad people. And that causes problems. So, again, when you think about having a gun and using it other than protection or hunting, then you're not thinking right with that weapon. Okay? Back in my day when we were growing up, you didn't really hear a whole lot about guns. If someone had a gun, it was like, oh my God, get away, get away, get away. Now, you know, people carry guns all the time. I went into a convenience store one night and the guy came into the store, and he was wearing his on his hip, like a cell phone. Okay, and excuse me, and he's an older fella. So I was assuming that he's carrying it for his own protection. Okay. And my dad used to always say, if you have a gun, you're going to pull a gun on someone, you better be prepared to use it. And, you know, I don't know how prepared this guy is to use his gun, but he was wearing it. I guess he feels like that's going to scare people, or it may be giving him a sense of, I don't know if it's a sense of control or if it's a sense of confidence, or show that don't mess with him, right? You show that you don't mess with him, right? But again, my condolences go out to the families of victims who were shot at that community college in Oregon yesterday morning. And just to say that it's getting worse and it's not getting better. I guess until the government does something about it, it's not going to get better, right? It's not going to get better. But hopefully it will. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's episode is entitled Georgia versus Alabama game is tomorrow. Who do you predict will win? Okay? Who do you predict will win? And here's my thing. I'm a Georgia fan, of course, and I work with a lot of Alabama fans, with a lot of Georgia fans. I work with a lot of Auburn fans. But here's the deal. I'm a Georgia fan. That's not going to change. I don't care who comes between the hedges to play in Athens. I'm with Georgia. Alabama's got a good team, but I think Georgia's team this year is better. Alabama lost too much in the draft last year. They lost too many people off the team last year that they had to come in here and beat Georgia. We got a high-powered offense. We got a great defense. And we're going to beat Alabama tomorrow. Georgia's going to beat Alabama tomorrow. That is my prediction. It's raining outside. It's going to be raining tomorrow, I believe. And that means that I believe that we have the advantage there. I think we have the running game. And we do have a passing game, something that Alabama doesn't have. And Alabama Alabama doesn't have a passing game. They aren't able to pass the way we are. They don't have a running game. It's number two that they have, Derrick Henry. He was a beast last year. But for some reason this year, he's tipping out of his mind. I mean, you can touch this guy around his ankles and he falls. And so Alabama doesn't have a running game. They didn't have a passing game. What do they have? They got a coach. But so do we. And we have a passing game and a running game and a defense to withstand whatever Alabama's trying to throw out. Okay? Whatever they're trying to throw out, we are going to take it and run with it. We're going to beat Alabama tomorrow. That's a fact coming right here from the Frank Williams Show. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You guys can call in and give me your prediction for tomorrow's game. I'm not sure what time the game is. Let me try to look that up. But I believe it's at 3:30 tomorrow. It's not a night game. It's not a primetime game. I believe it's tomorrow at 3:30 for sure on CBS. So that should be great. And then we'll look ahead a little bit to the Falcons game on Sunday at 1 o'clock against the Houston Texans. Now we're the same way. This is the same way. We're 3-0. Texans are 1-2, and they're coming here. So we should beat the Texans on Sunday and have an unbeaten record thus far. And because of that, unbeaten record, I think that we have a defense that can hold to a certain extent, but we have an offense that can score and that can hold the ball. So because of that, I believe that we're going to beat the Texans on Sunday with a score of 21-10. All right, and that's my prediction for that. My prediction for the Alabama-Georgia game is 35-24 is my prediction for the Alabama-Georgia game, with, of course, Georgia being the victors. All right, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, since I don't have any brave enough listeners to call into the show and give me predictions, I'm going to go ahead and close out with, let's see if I can find a good song. Let's see. Trying to find something that I can play that's gonna. I don't know. I guess I'll go with something like Let's Lay 'Em Down. Hold it. Before I go, I want to say, I hope that all of my listeners have a great weekend this weekend. I hope you guys are safe. Take care of yourselves. And watch these games. Pull for the Bulldogs on Saturday. And pull for the Falcons on Sunday. All right? Have a good, safe weekend. Remember, it's going to be wet again. So, drive the speed limit. Keep yourselves in good shape. Stay conscious and watch out for the other guy. Take care of yourselves, guys. I'll see you on Monday morning at 10 o'clock. Right here.